Coming lungs, what a thought, still holding their breath. Clapped throats and thread their sleeves, I saw them.
And we find ourselves at the top of the hour. 9 o'clock out here on the West Coast. We're listening to a little bit of 90s Alaskan gothic techno, only on Vancouver FM, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Of course, my good dear netizens, it's time for us to talk about the news. Some cool events coming up for you in the month of June. A couple of things to bring to your attention. If you find yourself in Seattle this Saturday, Nikola Wallen, physicist and violinist and Slavic culture enthusiast extraordinaire, is performing with his outfit Glitch Kibitz, which blends Yugoslavian traditional folk music and chiptune and electronic music. And that's going to be at Honk Fest. And that'll be Saturday, 1:30 to 3, and that is at 3600 South Edmunds Street, Edmunds, Edmunds Street in Seattle, Washington, in the United States. Go check it out, for sure. Event is free with donations to Honk, so go support the good man. Join your favorite Klezmer VGM band for our Saturday Honk Fest sets. We play 1:30 to 2, then again from 2:30 to 3. This event is free with donations to the Honk Fest Encouraged. Amazing stuff. More. Public Disco Block Party is back on Granville Island 2 days, June 7th and June 8th, at Lot 55 on Granville Island. June 7th at 2 p.m., June 8th at 9 p.m. That's always fun. Vancouver Synth Meetup is having their June meetup at the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House, 800 East Broadway in Vancouver, BC, in Bitcouver. Sommar, sensational night of visuals and sound. Enjoy an evening with Van Synth Meet, Vancouver artists performing electronic music and visuals, June 12th, 7 to 9 p.m. All are welcome, Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House, 800 East Broadway in Bitcouver, BC. Super cool stuff. All ages, everyone welcome. Amazing stuff. The East Van Vinyl Dig is on Friday, June 13th at 6 p.m. at the Heritage Hall. That'll be pretty sweet. June 14th, ladies and gentlemen, netizens and visitors, the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo 2025 is back and live at the Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street in downtown New Westminster, BC, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come join us for panels, vendors, gaming, music, and more. Bitcoover will be there. Amazing stuff. We are so thankful to be a part of that event. That truly is the highlight of the calendar for us in the retro community. A lot of new people find out about the show that way. And of course, this year, we have brand new t-shirts. The design will be unveiled next week, so please join us for episode 2 of season 16, Vancouver FM, Synthesize with Nostalgia. And we will, of course, be talking about and promoting a lot of the vendors and artists and all of our favorite friends and foes at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. Not really enemies, but definitely, you know, a new challenger, because they have tournaments. So try your hand at various games, including Mario Kart, Super Smash Bros. There's some arcade tournaments in there as well, too. So amazing stuff. The Chilliwack Retro Computing Club is going to be there. Who else? We've got live music. Of course, Artist Alley and the Vendor Hall, which has amazing opportunities for you to score some import games, some rare stuff, consoles, controllers, plushies. All sorts of used and new video game accoutrements. It's just amazing. For more information, you can, of course, go to VancouverGamingExpo.com. Tickets are $25 Canadian, and that gets you in for the whole day. Come check us out. I do believe we're going to be in the theater this year, so we'll have a little table in there. Of course, we will confirm that and bring you more information about that event as we get closer and closer. Other stuff that you should be aware of that's coming up, MagWest MiniFest, which is going to be in Portland, Oregon, in the United States, June 21st, that's a Saturday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., MagWest MiniFest. So cool. Bringing the spirit of MagWest to you with a special mini-fest in Portland, Oregon. Enjoy a curated lineup of incredible PNW video game artists and other creative highlights in a more intimate setting for a single day only. Super cool stuff. Go check it out. You can find more information at www.magwest.org. Open to the public. What else we got here? Wonderment is back. Ladies and gentlemen, Victoria's excellent electronic music, ambient, experimental music festival is back in August, the beginning of August. So cool. Free performances, of course. BC Day holiday, Monday, August 4th. We've got free performances from Freedom Engine, live ambient. Righteous Rainbows of Togetherness, Soft Air, PJS, Cascadia Sound. Super cool stuff, and that's going to be at Banfield Park in Victoria, BC. Chiptoria. And if you find yourself in Montreal, just looking ahead, August 19th through August 24th, we have the MuTech Festival 2025, Edition 26, in Montreal, Quebec. What to expect? Wow, that is a huge list of performers. Look at all those. Amazing. Martin Booty Spoon, nice. Super cool. Raf Reza. Oh, Raf Reza is super cool. We just got that album here at the station. He is Bangladeshi Canadian and mixes electronic music with super cool stuff. Who else is playing? Stush Tommy, nice. Shackleton, nice. Bionic Harpist, very good. Yusu, .68, so .618, very nice. For more information, go check out montreal.mutech, mutek.org. Very nice. And tickets, I'll click on that link for y'all. We'll find out how much they are. Nice, 404 error. Box Office Festival. Festival passes, 350 Canadian, 250 US. That is, of course, a five-day pass. Weekend pass, 250 Canadian, 175 USD. And you can get day passes for Friday and Saturday for 110 Canadian, 79 USD. Stuff is sold out for a lot of the limited edition and those ones, so get your tickets now. MuTech is always a super cool festival going on, and that is in the second week of August. Of course, as we get closer to the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo, we'll provide more information. That is the highlight of our calendar. Let us return now to the music of Bytet. I do believe we are just about to side two. So thanks for joining us here in the Virtual Plaza. This is episode one of Season 16 of Bitcoover FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Wild stuff from Bytet from Alaska. Love it. Super cool. And now, some local music, some Canadian music. Wonderful composer, artist, sonic provocateur, Hildegard Westerkamp, closely aligned with the SFU World Soundscape Project. And we're going to hear A Walk Through the City, which is a piece from 1981. And on HildegardWesterkamp.ca says, for two-channel audio with poetry and reading by Norbert Rubsat, commissioned by Two New Hours, CBC Radio Toronto, Ontario, Canada, first broadcast April 1981. It's about 16 minutes long. A Walk Through the City is an urban environmental composition based on Norbert Rubsat's poem of the same name. It takes the listener into a specific urban location, Vancouver, BC's Skid Row area, with its sounds and languages, traffic, car horns, brakes, sirens, aircraft, construction, pinball machines, the throb of trains, human voices. A poem are its musical instruments. These sounds are used partly as they occur in reality and partly as sound objects altered in the studio. A continuous flux is created between the real and imaginary soundscapes, between recognizable and transformed places, between reality and composition. The poem is spoken by the author and appears throughout the piece, symbolizing the human presence in the urban soundscape. Its voice interacts with, comments on, dramatizes, struggles with the sounds and other voices it encounters in the piece. A Walk Through the City was composed at the Sonic Research Studio at Simon Fraser University and in its final stages at the CBC Studios in Vancouver with the technical assistance of Gary Heald. Many of the sounds were taken from the World Soundscape Project's environmental tape collection at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, including two of the street old-timers recorded by my friend and colleague, the late Howard Broomfield. Some were recorded by myself. The piece was commissioned by and first broadcast on CBC Radio's Two New Hours. A Walk Through the City from 1981. Hildegard Westerkamp and readings by Norbert Rubsat. Right here on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM.